new Star Wars trailer is out. It's hot off the press. The movie is called Star Wars Rogue One, and the trailer is online on YouTube. Matt and Christy Glasgow run the Star Wars New Zealand website, and they're known as New Zealand's biggest fans. Christy joins me now. Hello there.
Hello.
This was a surprise for me, this trailer, but did you know it was coming?
The Star Wars official channels teased that it would be released on Good Morning America yesterday, but not an exact time, so nobody knew exactly when it was going to be able to online for those of us not in America.
How exciting is it to have a first look at the new movie?
It's very exciting. The first teaser trailer for The Force Awakens was very short snippets with a lot left to the imagination. This one is a full a minute and a half of lots of action, lots of principal characters. It's great. There's so many touches of original trilogy elements in there. It's setting everyone in the Star Wars fandom very on edge and excited about.
Yeah, what are the big talking points from the trailer?
The new Imperial character, we don't know his name yet, dressed in white with his cape. The variations of stormtroopers that we see the classic original white, and then we see armoured ones in different colours. Classic 80-80 walkers and the Death Star being built. And of course, finally seeing Felicity Jones and learning her character's name.
AT-AT walkers, these are the big, the giant machines we saw in Empire Strikes Back that walked through along Hoth, the snow planet, wasn't it?
Yes, that's correct.
So they're back in this episode. Just to be clear, this episode or this movie will take place after The Force Awakens, is that right?
Force Awakens is set 30 years after Return of the Jedi. This one is set before A New Hope.
Oh, is it?
38 or so years before then.
Uh-huh.
So this is just before we first meet Luke and Leia.
But after the third one, is that right?
It's set between the two original trilogies.
Right. Well, that is fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah.
So really a new story, and if we're wondering what happens at the end of The Force Awakens or what happens next, does that mean we have to wait for the following movie, perhaps?
Yes. Episode 8 is currently filming, and fans are avidly trying to keep up with all the possible leaked information from filming that's currently going on. But okay. they're keeping it a little tight, so yeah, we'll still have to wait.
So this new one coming in December will be like episode 3.5?
Yes. It's set between 3 and 4, a little closer to 4. So we've got the Empire as we know it from the original trilogy.
Christy, how did you become such a massive Star Wars fan?
I caught the bug, as it were, when I saw episode 2 in theatres. I was a little young I wasn't old enough to see the original trilogy when it was first released, and seeing episode 2 and seeing the lightsaber battles and Padme Amidala's gorgeous costumes, and it all just clicked.
Who took you to that one?
I went with my brother, and we soon got into the Star Wars fan community and collecting and costuming, and that's how I met my husband.
Yeah, it was meant to be, really, wasn't it? Because he was a bit of a Star Wars geek too.
Yes. He saw the first film in 1977 and bought the toys as a child and has been hooked ever since.
Yeah, and so what did he get you for Valentine's Day, the first Valentine's Day?
He hand-carved me a Jaipur snippet, an exact replica of the one that Anakin gives Padme in episode 1.
Uh-huh. And where did you get engaged?
At Villa Belbianello in Italy, which is the filming location of the kiss scene and the wedding scene between Anakin and Padme in episode 2.
And if we were to wander through your house, what would we see?
We've got a life-size R2-D2, we've got a stormtrooper on display, we've got posters and collectibles in every room in the house.
And you also run the New Zealand, what is it, we call it the New Zealand Star Wars Fan Club or what?
We call it a fan network or community, which comprises of the SWNZ News website, forums, Facebook page, Twitter account, Facebook group, and a Tumblr account, just so fans can keep up to date with local news that are relevant to them in New Zealand on whatever social media platform they prefer.
Very good. Okay, Christy, rank the films for me in terms of enjoyment.
Ooh, that's a hard one.
Surely you've thought about it before. That's the major talking point among Star Wars fans, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like choosing a favourite collectible, though. There are points.
Hey, most people use the analogy it's like choosing a favourite child.
Yeah, well, I've only got one daughter.
So okay, she's your favourite, yeah. Is episode 2 still your favourite?
It does, because of its sentiments. Yeah. It's closely tied to How I Met My Husband and things like that, so it has a special place for me.
Yeah. Are you going to do this for me or not, or is it too hard?
Probably a bit too hard. I mean, The Force Awakens for me is pretty high up there.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. I ended up seeing it 8 times in the theatre, which was really
great. Holy moly.
And of course, I really love the new character of Rey.
Yeah.
She's a great addition to the lineup of characters in the Star Wars universe.
And as a woman who loves Star Wars, I presume you were disappointed with these stories that you couldn't get a Rey action figure.
Yeah, she has unfortunately been not as present in some of the merchandising as some of the other male characters. There's been a little bit of sort of controversy around that. Some people believe that because she was so central to the character, merchandisers held back releasing product because they didn't want to give too much away about her using a lightsaber in the film. They certainly kept it out of all media and teasing before the film came out.
Yeah.
And a lot of her subsequent action figures do come with a lightsaber.
Okay.
And also, I found locally, she is just flying off the shelves. Every time, like, for me as a female collector, I want to collect the female characters, but because she's a main character, she's immensely popular. And it's hard to grab it because everyone else is looking for it too, so she's selling out very quickly.
Mm. I imagine as a woman going along to these Star Wars conventions and fan events, there wouldn't be a massively long queue for the women's toilets, would there?
It's actually quite even these days. There is a huge there always has been a female fan base for Star Wars. I'm always finding women that talk about seeing it in the cinema and, you know, putting their hair up in layer buns and things like that. But it's become more... socially, geek is cool.
Yeah.
So people are more open and proud of showing their interest. So I think it's just more evident now. We see it more. And there's a huge costuming community. The gowns of Amidala and Leia in the films really inspire a lot of women with creative skills to really create these costumes. So it's really great seeing quite a balance at conventions in New Zealand and overseas.
Strange thing to ask a married woman, but do you own a gold bikini?
I do own a very accurate replica of the metal bikini, yes.
Awesome. Very good. Christy, really nice to meet you. Excited for you to find out more about Star Wars Rogue One, and thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you very much, too.